Chapter 9. Ernest Hemingway. Ernest Hemingway was one of the most famous American writers of the 20th century and remains one of the most influential writers of our era. Hemingway was born and raised in Oak Park, Illinois, just outside Chicago, a place he describes as a town of broad lawns and narrow minds. After high school, he became a Cub reporter for the Kansas City Star. Rejected from military service during World War I because of poor eyesight, Hemingway became an ambulance driver for the American Red Cross and was seriously wounded while serving in Italy. After the war, he moved to Paris and worked as a foreign correspondent for the Toronto Star. Although covering primarily European news, Hemingway also wrote a moving account of the 1923 Great Kanto Earthquake. During this time in Paris, he met many American writers and artists and began writing poetry and short stories. His first novel, and one of his best-known books, The Sun Also Rises, was a tribute to this lost generation of expatriate Americans whose beliefs were shattered by the war. In 1927, he moved to Key West, Florida, and wrote A Farewell to Arms. This novel is considered a classic story of World War I. Other writings reflected his interest in African big game hunting and bullfighting. Hemingway returned to Europe to cover the Spanish Civil War for an American newspaper group. His novel, For Whom the Bell Tolls, is based on these experiences. Returning from the war, Hemingway bought a house in Cuba, which served as his fairly permanent base for many years. During World War II, he covered virtually every major battle in Europe as a war correspondent for Esquire and other magazines. He was with the American forces when they liberated Paris from the Nazis and was awarded a Bronze Star, even though he was not a member of the military. Hemingway's short novel about a Cuban fisherman's struggle with a huge fish, The Old Man in the Sea, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1953. The following year, the author was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Many years later, he was seriously injured in a plane crash in Africa and suffered bouts of depression during the last years of his life. In 1961, he shot himself to death in his cabin in Idaho. Several of his books have been published posthumously, including A Movable Feast, Sketches of His Life in Paris in the 1920s. Hemingway's novels deal with violence, heroism, and courage. His writing style is deceptively simple, clear, harsh, and free from emotion. Honest prose, without tricks and without cheating, is how he described it. His heroes respond to the destruction around them with grace under pressure, Hemingway's definition of courage. He espouses a philosophy which, in some respects, is remarkably similar to the ancient Japanese code of Bushido. Hemingway claims that since death is inevitable, the measure of each man is how he meets it. Simplicity in word and direct action instead of mere thought are the ideal.